This is your Cybersecurity Countdown, three top stories from Information Protection and Security in under 3 minutes. I'm Chris Newman. Here's a wrap-up of some of the biggest news happening in the cyber world this week. Beginning the countdown at 3, a data breach warning this week from Hewlett-Packard Enterprise to its employees involving their Office 365 email environment. HPE claims the breach began in May of 2023 by Russian state-sponsored hacking group Midnight Blizzard. The attack targeted HPE email accounts within the cybersecurity, marketing, and business teams. HPE started notifying employees whose Social Security, driver's license, and credit card details were compromised in late January of this year. The company is now upping their security measures with rotating passwords and tokens and strengthening controls on privileged accounts. Counting down to 2, a cyber attack has hit a popular media company, causing cancellations and shortened newspaper publications at dozens of distributors. According to the New York Times, Lee Enterprises saw their operations across the country facing printing and website issues following the attack last week. All newspapers were able to publish online, but some users said they had issues accessing their accounts. Lee Enterprises is the parent company to more than 70 daily newspapers in 25 states. In our number one story in this week's countdown, thousands of Facebook users have been affected by a new phishing scam. Checkpoint is warning that a new campaign is targeting Facebook users with fake copyright infringement notices. More than 12,000 email addresses have been targeted using Salesforce's automated email marketing service to send the phishing emails. These emails don't breach any terms of service or security systems within Salesforce. If clicked, they take the user to a fake support page on Facebook where their credentials would be compromised. Manager of Threat Intelligence Services Ricky Angelov says that social media sites are a very common source for attackers to take advantage of your sensitive data.
Phishing attacks are, especially against social media, are very common. I mean, phishing remains one of the easiest ways to harvest credentials and pivot into a person's account. If your credentials were compromised, then I would suggest resetting them, enabling multi-factor authentication, and then checking the compromised account for any unwanted activity.
Angelov says that if affected by a phish, to disconnect your computer from the network you're on and have it checked by a professional to ensure that it hasn't been compromised with other things like malware that will affect others in your organization. This has been your Cybersecurity Countdown. I'm Chris Newman. Subscribe now to this podcast for weekly updates on the news in the cybersecurity world and listen to From IPS with Love, our podcast with extended interviews and discussion surrounding the cyber dangers you may face. Both streaming now on all major podcast platforms.